Welcome to Poems From Here. This is Stuart Kestenbaum, Maine's Poet Laureate. In this weekly series, we'll hear poems about Maine and New England by poets from Maine and elsewhere. Poems From Here is a project of Maine Public Radio and the Maine Writers and Publishers Alliance. We're supported by the Maine Arts Commission. Today's poem is Prepping Asparagus with My Brother, April 2015, by Michelle M. Faith. She's a retired editor and teacher, and her poetry has been published in Art New England, U.S. Catholic, Calliope, Slant, Deus Loci, and other publications. She's currently working on a series of poems responding to the works and life of Charles Darwin. She writes, "This was one of the last times I had with my brother, who passed away in 2018 after a long battle with a debilitating disease. We had regularly talked on the phone, mostly about food, family recipes and stories, daily challenges, never about politics. I miss those conversations, his soft chuckle, and his very pragmatic wisdom." Prepping Asparagus with My Brother, April 2015, by Michelle M. Faith. Though years have passed since we saw one another, and though our politics seldom mesh, we do agree on this: snap, don't cut. Snap where spears give naturally, dividing edible from not. We bend each stalk with care, patiently, until it strains and breaks, the tiny, crisp sounds marking the rhythm of silence and word. Tim, so gaunt but strong of soul, quietly notes he's come to terms with oxygen tanks and the plastic tubes that drape his head. A lifeline, a breath. We snap and the woody ends fall away. It is the tender stems we will savor. That was Prepping Asparagus by Michelle M. Faith. All of the poems in this series are available at mainepublic.org for listening whenever you like or to take with you as a podcast. Special thanks to Robert M. Chutin family, as well as Phil Steele and Francesca Galluccio Steele for supporting this program. Poems From Here is produced by Lucy Suchek. The music is by Chris Moore. Megan Webster-Dustin manages permissions. I'm Stuart Kestenbaum. Thanks for listening.